Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride cult life. And let's face it, sometimes this journey feels more like a roller coaster than a stroll in the park, right? Ever find yourself stuck in a loop of negative thoughts, worries spiraling like a bad episode of Netflix? Yeah, we've all been there. That's why today we're diving into something powerful. Using stoicism to conquer those pesky negative thoughts and fears. Now, before you roll your eyes and think stoicism sounds like some ancient philosophy I wouldn't understand, hear me out. This stuff is gold, seriously. It's about understanding what we can control and what we can't, and focusing our energy on what truly matters. Think of it as mental armor against life's little and sometimes big curveballs. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up your mental game. First things first, acknowledge those negative thoughts. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. It's like ignoring a leaky faucet, it just gets worse over time. Instead, treat those thoughts like passing clouds. Observe them, let them drift by, and don't give them power over you. Think of it this way. Your mind is a garden, and those negative thoughts are weeds trying to take over. You gotta be the gardener, pulling them out and focusing on cultivating positive growth. Next up, remember that your thoughts aren't facts. Ever had one of those days where everything feels like it's going wrong? Your mind might start spinning with catastrophic scenarios, but that doesn't mean they're actually going to happen. It's easy to get caught in the trap of what if, but remember, what if is just a thought. Don't let it control your reality. You have the power to choose how you react to situations, even when things are tough. Here is another game changer. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens in life: traffic jams, unexpected rain, that annoying coworker who steals the last donut, seriously, guys. But we can control our reactions to these events. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can influence, like our attitude, our actions, and our thoughts. Think of it like this. You're a master chef. You have all these ingredients, good and bad, but you get to choose how you combine them to create something delicious. Don't let the bad ingredients ruin your entire dish. Number 4, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a huge difference. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have. Think about it. That warm cup of coffee in the morning, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, even just a beautiful sunset, these are all little gifts worth appreciating. And finally, remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Everyone faces challenges as part of being human. Instead of letting setbacks define you, see them as stepping stones on your journey. Each obstacle overcome makes you stronger and wiser. Think of those challenges like training weights for your mind. The more you lift, the stronger you become. Let me tell you about a time I faced this firsthand. A big presentation was coming up at work, one that could really make or break my project. My mind started racing with worries. What if I forget something? What if people think I'm not good enough? Sound familiar? I got caught in that negativity spiral for days. Then, I remembered the Stoic principle of focusing on what I could control. I couldn't control how the audience would react, but I could control my preparation. So, I dug deep, practiced until my words flowed naturally, and visualized myself delivering a killer presentation. And guess what? It went off without a hitch. The key takeaway here is that negative thoughts are like weeds in your garden, they can take over if you let them. But with Stoic principles like recognizing their powerlessness, focusing on what you can control, practicing gratitude, and viewing setbacks as growth opportunities, you can cultivate a resilient mindset and thrive even when things get tough. So, go out there and face those fears head on. Remember, you're stronger than you think. And hey, if this resonated with you, share this episode with a friend who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. Let's build a community of resilience together, one podcast at a time. Until next time, keep striving for fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.